This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Parshas Pekudei. The Chafetz Chaim on Parshas Pekudei. We're going to go back tomorrow to Vayakel. Beka la gulgoyles, machatzis hashekel b'shekel hakodesh. A half a shekel per head. Vayihi ma'as kikar hakesef lotzekes is adnei hakodesh. The machatzis hashekel were used to cast the sockets. Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Asos Menan Adavis Halol Ho'adonim. Hashem commanded to make from these donations the sockets. She'aleim yamad guf ha-mishkan, upon which the main body of the Mishkan stood. V'hu k'dei shi'a l'chol yisrael chelik b'zeh, so every Jew should have a share. V'chein ha-din im ha-loimdim es ha-toyrah v'ha-machzikim oisa. The same thing applies with those who learn Torah and those who support Torah. K'zeh, k'ein zeh, m'sayim l'kiyim ha-oilam ha-shneim shutafim b'zeh. Those who learn and those who support are partners in upholding the world. The Yetzirah is always working overtime to seduce the learners not to learn, and the supporters not to support. Every day the Yetzirah comes up with new ideas of important things that you need to do instead of learning. You need to check every single news outlet to see what's happening in Iran, because Trump and Hezketh are contact you on an hourly basis to get your opinion about what to do in Iran. But that's why it's important for you to know every single update. That's much more important than learning, because you know they're going to be asking you what to do. And what about the machzikim? The machzikim, every day there's a new excuse why not to support Torah. There are much better causes. My wife doesn't let, my father doesn't let, my sister doesn't let, my mother doesn't let, my turtle doesn't let. There are so many reasons why not to support Torah. Every day there's a new reason. The thing is, Yetzirah has a very hard time with those who learn Torah to persuade them not to learn. That's a tough battle for the Yetzirah. Therefore, the Yetzirah exerts more efforts on Balabatim that they shouldn't support Torah than on Loimdim that they shouldn't learn Torah. Some panav ala Balabatim hamachzikim. V'kan matzlichim masav l'rapos yidei hamachzikim. The Yetzirah is much more successful in getting people to slacken from supporting Torah than he is from Loimdim not to learn Torah. B'shul she'enam yoidim, goydel chiyuvah. You see, those who learn Torah, they know how important learning is. But those who support Torah, they don't recognize necessarily how important it is. So let's establish, how important is it? It's only the most important thing in the world. In other words, every day when you get up in the morning, the following two things are the most important questions that you have to ask yourself. Am I learning enough Torah? Am I supporting enough Torah? After that, am I doing enough chesed? Those are the three most important questions every Jew should ask themselves daily. Kavati itim l'toira? Hechzakta es ha-toira? Asisi gemilas chasadim? That's based on the Chafetz Chaim elsewhere. And the Chafetz Chaim is saying that the Yetzirah has a much easier time convincing Balabatim not to support than he does getting Loimdim not to learn. By the way, the reason for that, there's a historical reason for that. That's because when the Sarai Shal Esav attacked Yaakov Avinu, Vayar ki lo yachaloi, he was not able to prevail. Rabbi Chanan explains that means he couldn't persuade Yaakov to slacken off from learning. So what did he do? Vayiga bekaf yurechai, says the Zayar, Elu tamchin da'oiraisa. And Rabbi Chanan says, and this is the base of what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, that because of that epic battle, the Yetzirah gained a foothold in the area of slackening off Hachzakas HaTorah. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.